Okay, so Turner Bass is the co-host of the Misfits Theology podcast. And if you've been with us since the beginning, you'll realize that he was actually the first episode we did. We interviewed him about his life story and how he came to faith and how his faith evolved and all those things.
And we interviewed him as this meta narrative of interviewing himself.
Yeah, it was crazy, bro. It was like paradox on paradox. But then he just totally disappeared. Like, it wasn't even in episode two. Like, and you know,
I couldn't even find him.
Yeah, couldn't even. I don't even know where it was. But so you may be wondering, like, what happened to Turner? Like, who was a co-host? All of a sudden, like, disappeared. So Turner and I had this like really elaborate falling out. And it was like we've since reconciled, but it was super crazy. Yeah, like,
there were some black guys.
There was. So I had this hamster named Oswald, and I was going away to. I'm originally from the Seattle area, so I was going to. But I grew up in Oklahoma, so I was going to visit some family in the Northwest. And I was like, "Hey, Turner, can you watch my hamster Oswald?" And so he was like, "Yeah, man, I can watch your hamster Oswald. I mean, like, super easy. Hamsters aren't a difficult animal to deal with, or to feed or to keep alive. And I'm not bitter." And so basically, I went on this trip to Seattle, and he watched Oswald. And I got back, and he totally killed Oswald.
Like, you didn't tell me how I was supposed to give him a bath.
Doesn't really make a lot of sense. So anyway, so it kind of escalated from there, and I kind of was like, okay, I just swept it on the rug, and I don't really process through my feelings very well. And so he went away for a couple weeks and was like, "Hey, can you watch my cat?" Which at this point, you know, that seems like a really bad idea. You just killed my hamster, and now you're asking me to watch your cat. Your cat's probably going to be dead. And so
I trained it.
So I watched his cat for 2 weeks. And then just totally snowballed from there. And we just got in this really big fight. And we were just like, okay, we're done. Our friendship is over. And so then he wasn't the co-host for a long time. But we've since reconciled and we're good. So he's back on the podcast.
Let's find a different story.
No.
meta-narrative point right here. Let's find a different story.
So none of that is true. The real story, I hope you got a kick out of that, but the real story, I made all that up on the spot. I'm pretty impressed with myself.
Achievement unlocked.
Either that means I'm a really great liar or a really great storyteller. I'm going to go with the latter. But basically, Turner just got really busy. He got really bitty. He got really busy because he's married and he has a kid and he has a full-time job. And so Turner just kind of dropped off the map because he didn't have time. But now Turner's got a little bit more time. His kid's a little bit older. So it's all good. But there was no dead hamster. The hamster doesn't even exist. Oswald is a figment of my imagination.
And I've never had a cat.
He's never had a cat. Are you even a cat person?
I would never give you my cat.
I would kill your cat on this. But I mean, I imagine the listener is like, he straight up killed his cat, like, on purpose. But no, that didn't happen. I wouldn't kill a cat. I have too much of a soft heart for that.
Yeah. Took some time off, but I'm happy to be back and be here for this second season. And I'm actually going to be producing our episodes this season. So I'm excited for that. I'm quite, I fancy myself the audiophile. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I know that we've got a good lineup this season, and I'm excited to hear how it comes out.
It's going to be lit. Neither Turner and I do hallucinogenics, as far as I know. But listening to this new season is going to be like you are on hallucinogenics. So just be prepared, guys. Like, get a seatbelt, install it in your chair, buckle up, because this is going to get crazy.
I feel like maybe we need to temper some – just temper – expectations, because it maybe not be that crazy.
Maybe not
that
crazy.
Still gonna be pretty awesome.
Maybe more like someone with a saggy eye. You know,
I don't even know what that meant. But we're gonna be going from like talking about the Book of Revelation to universalism to do we even have souls, or what is a soul? To what are some of the things that you're excited about?
Well, I'm excited about all sorts of stuff, but
what are you excited about for the podcast?
For the podcast. So so far we've recorded 3 episodes. We're super excited about them. As he mentioned, there's one on Revelations. We actually got a couple that will be coming out in Revelations, one by Dr. Alan Bandy, another one by Dr. Shane Wood. Those are going to be a bit from different perspectives. We also have 2 episodes that we've recorded, both on universalism, one by my friend Keith Giles. We've had him on the podcast before. That's going to be from a standpoint of pro-universalism. Keith is a self-identified universalist. And then the other one is going to be by Thomas J. Ord. We've also had him on the podcast, and that is going to be from a non-universalist standpoint, arguing against it. And so that was a really fun episode to do. I think one of the episodes I'm most excited about, just because it's going to be Turner and I, is the one on souls. So that's kind of what we're going to be doing. Do you have anything else to say, Turner?
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about ecology and ego theology, Sermon on the Mount, touch a little bit on open theism, just to hear from them.
Yeah, I'm super excited about those episodes. The one on open theism is going to be with Michael Mackin. I think it's how you say his last name. He is the priest in training he's already ordained as a priest, but he's kind of like, this is his practical apprenticeship, I suppose you would say. There's another technical word. I don't remember what it is. But anyway, he's the priest in training, we'll call it, at Emmanuel Episcopal in Shawnee, Oklahoma, which is where I first entered the Episcopal Church. He's super cool. He's going to be talking to us about open theism. And then Sermon on the Mount, we're going to be doing that episode with Father Tom Dahlman, who we've also had on the podcast. Super cool. He was my first Episcopalian priest, and he loves the Sermon on the Mount because it's all about Jesus's call to live out the kingdom of God. Right, Turner?
Yeah, totally. Well, I know one thing that I'm really excited about is to show you guys the intro that I created for our new season. It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be crazy. Like, dude, like, I don't do LSD, but this song made me feel like I was on LSD. Yeah.
It's not that crazy.
It's not that crazy. See, we're kind of like the bad cop, good cop routine. Like, I really hype it up, and then, like, Turner makes your expectations a little bit more realistic.
I'm the bad cop.
he's obviously the bad cop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be a good season.
Yeah, I do too. I'm excited. I think this episode or this season is going to be at another level than season one, mostly because I am not a tech guy. And so I think this is going to be a way better season than the first season. The first season was not organized at all. Was totally winging this, still kind of winging this, but not nearly as much. And so I think season 2 is going to be awesome. We've got a little bit of experience under our belts, so bada bing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so looking forward to seeing you guys, checking in when our first episodes come out on the 4th of February.
Well, we look forward to that, and we'll see you on the podcast.
You know, I don't know about you, Gabe, but we've been talking about this podcast, and I think it's
time. I thought we were talking about beer.
whoa. I think let's center in here. Okay. We should probably give our listeners a little sneak peek. Ooh. About our favorite parts of our interviews. But completely without context.
No context whatsoever.
None at all.
Boom. Let's do it.
And so without any further ado.
Shabam!
So welcome back to the Misfits
Theology Podcast.
Welcome back to the Miss, back to the Miss, back to the, back to the Miss, back to the Miss, back to the, back to the Miss, back to the Miss, back to the, back to the Misfits
Podcast. So if anyone today in the world would say to you,
how do I know the Bible more than they do? There's the gospel. Yeah.
Why would anybody use their free will?
Paradox on paradox on paradox.
Any kind of negative experience in this life comes from Gabriel after 5,000 years of trying to get Turner to say,
hope that you hang with us and be legit.
There's a lake of fire in which Gabriel punishes Turner who don't obey.
There's the gospel. Yeah.